ISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Kate, the Princess of Wales, has apologized for confusion caused by her editing of a family photo released by Kensington Palace over the weekend. It was the first picture released since her hospitalization in January and was intended to calm concern about her health. She now says she was the one who edited it. At the Oscars, Oppenheimer was the big winner with 7 Academy Awards, including Best Picture and Best Director for Christopher Nolan. Cillian Murphy and Robert Downey Jr. won acting awards for Oppenheimer. Emma Stone took home the Oscar for Best Actress, saying of her role as Bella Baxter in the movie Poor Things,
"Getting to play her was really the greatest acting experience I've ever had. So I've already been missing her for a long time, but this is really a very beautiful honor."
Some thought Lily Gladstone would win for her role in Killers of the Flower Moon. Fasting has begun for Ramadan, including in Gaza, the Muslim holy month, arriving with ceasefire talks at a standstill and hunger worsening in the territory. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 7 of the 9 people killed in a buggy crash in central Wisconsin Friday were from an Amish community in Virginia. The crash of the tanker truck between Neillsville and Black River Falls is one of the deadliest in Wisconsin history. The only survivor is a 2-year-old boy. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee on Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. If you're thinking about a career change, you might just be living in the right place. CareerMinds.com recently released a survey of the top 100 places to live for a career switch. While Eau Claire was the only Wisconsin city in the top 10, Appleton and Oshkosh were not far behind at 18 and 29th on the list. The survey asked 3,000 professionals what city they would most like to move to. La Crosse was the only other Wisconsin city on the list at 32. Residents of Appleton have the opportunity to express their opinions on a variety of topics, including healthcare, education, safety, environmental concerns, and more, as the city announces the launch of the Appleton Community Concerns Survey. The survey is a component of the Community Health Improvement Plan to identify key areas for health and wellness improvements in the city. The deadline to complete the survey, found at appleton.org, is April 30th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS WGBW News.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, "Well, I can take care of this." And Wisconsin says, "No. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home."
Is that how we politely blow people off now? Is to take a Kringle and go away.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched 4 scoreless innings. No hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew face the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million in salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also, product of us doing that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, 38 tomorrow, mostly cloudy but mild, 68 for a high. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
How to avoid this apocalyptic nightmare? It's to vote. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that will save our democracy is our democracy. America, make your voice heard. Turn away from authoritarianism and vote this November.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Jeopardy Master and Green Bay's own Ben Chan. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Broadcasting from the Civic Media Studios on South Main Street, this is Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good thing we were out there.
Hey, welcome back.
I was just complaining to John. It's 8:06, Todd, and the parking attendant is out there.
Well, let's remember. So I'm just going to bring this up because we did get a text about it.
Oh.
I literally was 3 minutes past my coinage on Friday, and I got another ticket. Yeah. So I'm up to $60 in 2 days for parking.
They know his car. Uh-huh. They know how much we promote the city. They could have just said, look, you know, I'll give you a warning this time. But and it was 3 minutes. Todd, so there's no parking between.
I didn't know four. I didn't have to pay when I first got here. I would have waited to run out now. I'm kind of ticked now. I gave him free money.
Little money.
I gave him a dollar free.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that. Well, you're not going to get a rebate. I'll guarantee it.
I know.
There's no parking from 5 to 6. Is that what it is, Todd?
No. 3 to 5.
From 3 to 5. So Todd got here early.
In the morning.
It's in the morning.
Why?
He's checking his meters right now. Anyway.
Why did I come in the morning?
No, why would there not be no parking between 3 and 5? What are you going to do? You must have a reason to park between 3 and 5.
There's about 4 cars all of downtown at that time.
Anyway.
Let's not go out. Yeah.
We're talking about that a little bit more. It's you know, Todd got here early, you know, like at 4:45, 10 to 5.
Like a good worker.
Right. Yeah. And he got a ticket.
Good employee.
Like, okay. I think that's not the intent of the program, to stop people from coming in early.
Well, so,
And we did talk to the C, and they want to talk to us. So.
Well, good, because I've done some research on this, because it's my biggest thing about Green Bay, and I think I mentioned this last time I was on the show about the parking meters. I read this, is that actually, because I thought, well, why is it so important that Green Bay has these? And it's $3.5 million of their revenue before the pandemic is in parking. So it's like, well, that is a lot of money. But then, where does it go? I mean, look at the streets. I'm not sure what. I mean, you were the mayor once. Well, I mean, was that the revenue when you were the mayor?
Yeah.
That's right. I mean, like over time.
Right. You
were the mayor for a long time.
And I just want to say, Kathy.
16 years. You can see it on his license.
Kathy, I just want to say.
And that tattoo he's got.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Right on his neck.
It's a lot of money.
Roman numeral 16.
A lot of money to take out. But where do other municipalities and other cities come up with that kind of revenue that don't have the parking? That's what I want to know.
Well, a couple things. There's expenses to parking, right? I mean, you got to pay for these ramps. These ramps are, it's about $7,000-$8,000
per stall.
No, I just want to say that those
are going
to be.
Did they ever fix the elevator in that one?
That was just a bad elevator to begin with, John. We just need to spend. Look, I was part of that.
Though?
Well, it breaks often, more often than it should. We had the guy on here from the parking utility, and he said we're competitive. Well, his answers weren't
satisfactory.
Right. Jim got on him a little bit.
And he said, you're right, when you were there, we wanted a more friendly parking utility. But I'm not sure that that's a priority for them right now, and it's more revenue and expenses.
Well, they're trying to make up for lost time during the pandemic.
But during the pandemic, Kathy, like any of us who are capitalists, is when revenue goes down, we cut expenses. They didn't.
Right.
So now they got to make up for these expenses with less revenue.
Well, and that's
so
going on all over, I think.
No, I don't know. I think you like
gas stations, groceries now really don't need to be as high as they are, and they still are. Yeah. I could go on and on about this stuff. Don't get me started. Don't get me started.
This is a good show.
Gas is another one. Right. Groceries, everything should be starting to go down a little bit. But now it's a point where everybody's still trying to make up for the money they didn't, the big profits they didn't make during the pandemic is still going on.
Careful with that assumption, because
I'm not assuming it. I've been doing my research.
Kathy, what about the billions of dollars we sent to these businesses to make up for that lost revenue? Why are they getting it twice?
Yeah, that's what I mean. So why aren't prices going down?
Right.
You're
not going to disagree on that from
me. They raised the parking prices in 2021 or two because of the money they didn't get
in 20.
Because
it's 4 years.
But now we're kind of like evening out and things are getting a little better. So why doesn't the parking go back down? Why doesn't the groceries go back down? Because now everybody loves this nice profit margin they have. Right. So why would they?
Yeah. I just think, and look, you can't go backwards, but when revenues went down, and this revenues were going to go down, I wasn't like, oh, let's try a new advertising campaign. And revenues were going to go down because people weren't leaving their house. They should have cut expenses and said, look, you know what, we're going to have a layoff. And they didn't.
No,
and
but they are now. A lot of people, in education, people are getting laid off all over the place. Lawrence, St. Norbert, UWGB, NWTC has had some. I mean, it's in those businesses. I don't know about everybody else. They still don't have enough help.
But hasn't the job growth been in government, which is very dangerous, dangerous? I don't think there's, and I think some of these layoffs, Kathy, I love you. I don't want to argue with you, but
I don't consider it an argument. It's discourse.
Keep it going.
But I just want to say that.
How you doing, Todd?
Eat my popcorn over here.
Me too.
But Kathy, there was a little fat in those institutions.
Well, that's true. There always is.
When's the last time you heard of layoffs? Yeah. And just adding.
I was a victim of a layoff at one point at NWTC, but I got rehired another department, which is pretty goofy.
But it's
when you think about it.
But when you, I work at TC.
I love NWTC.
Me too. I do. I think that's a great, and I think that's the
we
right
We need more people going there.
Right.
They can make a great living.
People can go get a liberal arts degree like me, and then they end up going back there to learn something.
Bingo.
I like that.
But
TC's, I feel you on that.
TC is the right place at the right time.
Yep.
I mean, and the students who go to NWTC, I always applaud them for getting there. And my concern with TC was that it was too narrow of a lane, that they weren't learning enough about broader things. But now
they are, though.
They are. I mean, even if you're nursing, you're in there taking, you know, some fundamentals of business, which I think is good, because they're also, it's just all, you know, how to clean teeth. I mean, you got to learn. Right. There's a whole world out there.
I agree. I got my first degree there, so I'm a big fan, and I worked there and was able to retire because I worked there.
I just want to say that I want to go back to government and institutions. The reason we're like, oh, my God, they're having layoffs. When's the last time they had layoffs? 40 years? I mean, come on.
When a certain guy was a governor, there was a lot of people that were leaving the... don't even get me going on that one now. There's a lot of people leaving the business and retiring early and everything else. So that wasn't that long ago. It's in my recent memory. A lot of my friends got out of teaching at that time. What was that, 2010?
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should talk about... Let's talk about basketball.
It was also called basketball. At 10.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah, that was a wonderful time.
Anyway, two sides to that, but you're right. I mean,
there's always two sides, but one is evil and one is not.
Right.
That's how I look at it.
Okay.
One is right and one is wrong.
How's the basketball going?
It's going great.
Who you pick? The brackets are out, right? I mean, not out.
No, they don't. Well, men's is this Sunday.
Because they're still having their conference tournaments now.
Yeah. Men's isn't out. Women's, I've been paying more attention to because I'm a Caitlin Clarke. I've become a big fan.
Have you seen her workout video?
No.
What she does in the summers? She takes, I think it's 300 three-point shots.
Well, no wonder.
On this one, she made 233 of 300.
Wow.
It's remarkable.
It's amazing.
You gotta look it up. It's her workout video. It's unbelievable. I've never seen anything like it. By the way, speaking of basketball, I want to congratulate Todd Kowalczyk. Remember Todd?
Oh, yeah.
He's been there 8 years, I believe it is. He's won 5 regular season championships. He just won it again at the University of Toledo.
Well, good for him.
Wow. Yeah.
I know that was a kind of a weird situation when he left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not the only one that's been weird, but
yeah, that an AD that was a little strange.
You know, I know you had,
in my opinion,
yeah, Sarah Rohde on your show last week, and I was, you know, I watched the Notre Dame game, and that was a bummer. I really thought they were going to pull
it
off.
Did you see that Lena game?
I did not see that one because I was watching, I think, a NCAA
one. That's
one
of the best girls basketball games I've ever seen.
Shoot.
And it was really
I did see the end of it. Yes, I did watch that.
I mean,
I saw
they
the
were
5 seconds
away from the state championship. Girl is 25 feet away from the basket and throws up a prayer
and it
just
goes.
Drains it.
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
A lot of people were rooting for Lena.
Yeah. I love those. It's such a big deal for those small towns.
Totally.
I mean,
that's what we talked about with. Yeah,
I grew up in a small town, you know, 3,500 people. And when our boys' wrestling team went to state every year and the whole town went up to Minneapolis to watch it.
Lena has like, I don't know, 500-600 people. Yeah. And they had like 720 tickets for
800,
sold,
I think.
Or 800.
Sold. Yeah.
And it's cool when you drive in Wisconsin, I guess this is anywhere, but, and you drive through these towns and home of state champion. And some of them are a little bit, like the last time they won in Lena was, I think it was 80.
80 or 81.
Wow.
So think about that. That's a long time.
You think about that because I was really young then. That was a long time ago.
You know, I'll tell you something.
We weren't born yet.
When you talk about high school tournaments, though, the biggest high school tournament I've ever seen, as far as like the excitement for it or whatever, is the state hockey tournament in Minnesota.
Oh, yeah.
Is it unbelievable?
It's huge.
It's
hockey.
Incredible.
Yep.
And I remember these kids. I remember, I think it was, I lived in northern Minnesota. Yeah. Hockey, eh?
Hockey.
And I think it was Eveleth or one of those schools, you know, smaller school, but was really good and going down. And it's like a 4.5 hour bus ride. You know,
oh, yeah. But it's.
And they drove
but
down.
But you love it.
And drove back. And you interviewed one of the girls, you know, young 16-year-old girl. And it's like, yeah, well, you know, we're coming again Saturday. He goes, yeah, but it's 4.5. You're spending like 9 hours.
Right.
On the, and she goes, that's the best part.
Yeah. The road trip.
The road trip. That was the best part.
I was telling John that the state hockey championships for the Pee Wee League was this weekend in De Pere. And what an opportunity for these kids to play, and hopefully they'll be playing, you know,
I love
on and
watching
on, but it's
that.
The youth to go and come better and better. And but, boy, there's some heartbreaking games. We saw quite a few of them because John and I went to the men's basketball at UWGB.
Yep.
You know?
I know. That was a heartbreaker, too.
That was
tough.
Yeah,
that's too bad. What a
Notre
season,
Notre
Dame
and Lena, you know, and then my nephew lost. It's like, but they have fun playing and they get
and
over
you
it.
Know
that's
what?
Part of life.
It's
right?
good to learn how to lose,
totally.
Too. You got to learn how to lose because, you know, a lot of kids, if you don't learn how to lose, they struggle with their emotions and then they push people and stuff too in games and get kicked out and miss the first game of the NCAA tournament because of it.
Right.
Got to learn how to lose.
But it also
even
makes
though they were winning
more fun.
Sweeter. Yeah.
Did you see that last night? The girl from South Carolina knocking down the girl from LSU?
No.
To the floor.
Yeah.
She got disqualified in
and
the last 2 minutes of the game.
And the coach for LSU was like, I wish she would have done that to Angel.
Yes, that
Reese.
Was funny.
You know, somebody
pick on someone your own size.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know what's really interesting about this guest?
What?
She can give grief to the mayor.
Yeah.
And she can talk sports all day with you.
Absolutely.
New member of the show.
Right.
Absolutely.
Mayor, I do love you, though, Mayor.
Yeah, I know. You too, Kathy.
I do.
I've been on your show a few times. Yes, we both have a love for a lot of things and similar.
Yes,
it's just the way we
I know
approach
we do.
It a little bit differently.
Yep, that's all right.
It is. It's great.
It makes the world go round, Mayor.
You're here.
It makes the world go round. And around.
Sometimes
and around.
It spins a little fast.
Yeah. Did you ever buy anything from Van Vreede's because of her?
I got a story on Van Vreede.
Uh-oh.
All right, we got to set a quick break. Kathy Larkin with us. Back to us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Gina Della from Pella. Pella's free in-home consultations make replacing or redesigning your windows and doors easy. We go beyond just measuring and handing you a quote by listening and educating you on all of your product options. And with DesignWorks, you can see what your home will look like before you buy. Order by March 31st, you get 0% interest for up to 3 years. Set your free consultation at PellaWI.com.
Certain restrictions apply.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice. Got free training and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Green Bay that change the city skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 920-469-1146 to apply. That's 920-469-1146.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Hey, welcome back. Mine on the Mayor here on a Monday morning with Kathy Larkin joining us. This segment brought to you by Midwest Restoration. They offer 24/7 emergency services for its clients to provide a full range of services for both residential and commercial properties, including fire damage restoration, water damage restoration, mold remediation, wind and hail damage, along with storm damage, biohazard cleanups, you name it, they'll take care of it. They are a great partner with so many local organizations: Habitat for Humanity, American Red Cross, Feeding America, Make-A-Wish, local schools and communities. If you need their help, they're the ones to call. 920-MIDWEST, MWRestoration.com. Great, great friends of the program.
That they are, and to the community. They do. That's what I like about them is if you have something, people kind of hit the panic. Oh, my God, there's water in the basement. Oh, the heater.
Those are horrible things.
But these guys, what's good about these guys, it's just 1-800-MIDWEST. They answer their phone. Their employees are happy to take their cell phones with them. So
customer
they answer the phone.
Service.
They're amazing.
These guys are.
Bring it back, baby.
Spot on. And then they come to your place and flood, whatever it is that broke. And they go the extra effort. You should hear some of the testimonials of people that we talk to just when we're out. And
Dennis from the Glam Band is one of them.
Right.
And they, cool.
Yeah. Anyway, that's great company. And we have great sponsors, right? Bellin, Pella. Oh, yeah. They're good companies.
By the way, we got to give him a hard time this week.
Which one?
Dennis.
Which one? Okay.
Dennis. So he was going to come to that rehearsal thing we're at yesterday. There's this young band he's kind of putting together.
I think I saw that on Facebook or somewhere.
Yeah. But anyway, so he's going to be there. So one of the guys said, no, he said he stepped on a nail and he can't walk.
Ow.
Wow.
You ever do that?
I hope he had his tetanus shot.
I used to do that all the time when I was a kid because we were always building stuff. Okay?
Right.
Oh. And my dad would always get mad. All right. Every time. So I thought, well, I'm not even going to tell him this time. So the next morning I wake up, I can't walk.
Oh, yeah. Those get infected.
Foot's all infected and swollen.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, though. So I was going to the Catholic school, okay? And we had to wear dress shoes. Couldn't wear tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
So, but the school bus would always drop us off in front of the public school. So you get all the hoods, you know, from the public school sitting around, as we used to call them. All right.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hoods.
Hoodlums.
Those were the Catholic kids.
The hoods. No.
So here's the deal, though. So I wasn't allowed to wear, I couldn't put my leather shoe on. Okay.
No.
So I had to wear a tennis shoe. All right.
Uh-oh.
But they wouldn't let me wear a pair of tennis shoes.
Gym class.
I had to,
Right?
I had to wear one dress shoe and one tennis shoe. So I'm walking here in front of
that explains things.
The kids from Nagani Public School, and this one kid goes, "Hey, kid!" And he goes, "I got a question for you." I go, and he goes, "Did you lose a shoe or find one?"
See, those public school kids, they were going
sharp.
On.
Oh, yeah.
They were sharp.
Yeah. Oh, boy. I got two words for you.
Shut the bleep up. So Kathy Larkin joining us, a lady of immense talents and interests. Let's talk a little bit about your career in radio. When you started and everything, and the QLH days, were those like the most memorable days, the QLH days? Because Kathy and I worked together twice at two different stations.
Yep.
Although the second time only lasted, a couple of months?
Yeah.
And you decide, you know what? Yeah.
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 Had enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I never went to a radio school or anything like that. I just kind of ended up in radio by accident in my hometown of Blue Earth, Minnesota.
Boy, does that sound like an all-American city, huh?
Blue Earth,
Minnesota.
Yep. Right down in the southern border, about 10 miles from the Iowa border, right smack dab in the middle of the state, right on Interstate 90.
Okay.
Little town. Green Giant statue is there, if you've ever driven down to South Dakota, out to the Black Hills. They have the Jolly Green Giant statue.
I saw the Paul Bunyan one in Bemidji, Minnesota.
Yep, that's a little north, but that's okay.
A lot north.
And the Blue Ox.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, we know about that.
And I sent, Todd, did I say that thing that the guy with the, so you talk about Paul Bunyan, you talk about the giant, the largest spool of yarn is in Wisconsin. Did you see that? The guy, we got to get him on the show. It's a tourist. Those are great little tourist. No, yeah. I know I'm getting off course
isn't that,
here.
Isn't that from Family Vacation?
Something like
hey,
that.
Hey, Rusty, no, if we don't go, we're not going to see the second biggest ball of yarn in Kansas.
It's in Wisconsin.
Okay. Is it?
It is.
I always thought it was in Minnesota.
Is it
I
know. Twine?
Twine.
Is it twine?
Let's largest, look it up.
Yeah.
Largest. Somebody look this it up is, out there.
I will.
Todd can. But no, that guy, it's in Wisconsin.
Todd will like, do it. Todd does everything.
It wasn't front page news. Maybe page.
Todd, how did you not know about the biggest ball of twine in Wisconsin?
I'm just saying,
for God's sake, Todd.
They tell do some you, research.
They tell you to have a successful community. There's a lot of things you got to do right, right? Infrastructure and all that. But no, I just want to say that one of the things, and they talk about, oh, you should have a microbrewery, and there's a whole list of things. But one of the things they ask, they suggest you do as a city is to have something that's overreaching to
draw attention.
Other municipalities. Now we obviously have the Packers. But other communities. I mean, that's why everybody was born somewhere, and sometimes you got to do something to Johnny Carson or whatever.
A ball of string order.
It's the world's heaviest ball of twine.
Right. Okay,
is what it is.
All right, and where is it?
Is it Western part?
It would seem that it probably was.
But it just moved
go
there.
Wisconsin.
Highland, Wisconsin.
Highland. Where is Highland?
Heard of Highland?
See, this is going to change things. You wait. Next year, you're going to come out here and say, you guys, Highland, they've got the best bed and breakfast. I go there all the time because we went there with the kids. And,
to see the
yarn.
Oh,
my God. And now it's like it's an annual visit.
Yeah. There you
go. That's it. Highland.
Okay,
is
Highland.
It one of those things where it started as a little one and the guy kept adding on to it?
When people said, that's really freaky, you should just keep going. So we did.
I think it just moved there. I think it's relatively new. And all I'm saying
they
is
they probably rolled it over from Minnesota. Stump jumper.
I think the mayor probably said, look, we need something that's going to draw.
Can we take your yarn?
Palace.
Aren't you guys tired of it?
You guys tired of that? Yeah, we're going to take it. Yeah,
the Corn Palace. Look at that.
Right.
Where's that?
Wall
South Dakota?
Yeah. Wall Drug.
Yeah.
I've never been to South Dakota.
Oh, that it's you got. There's really no flying there, but that Corn Palace is. And there's all these signs, wall drug. Every day they bought all the billboards.
And then you go and you're like, huh?
I know, right?
It's just a big store.
What's the most disappointing, big place you've ever gone to?
I have to think about that.
Graceland.
Wall Drug would be
for me was
really? The house is lame.
I've never been there and I want to go, but maybe not now.
It was not good.
I'll give you that. It's not a mansion. It's just
a big house.
Big house.
Which at one time it was, probably.
Right. You can't go upstairs. You know, they have that roped
see
off.
See the real stuff.
No.
Little tacky, you know, obviously, because it was Elvis's house.
Elvis,
a little tacky, right? But the saddest part for me is they have this big museum where they have all his jumpsuits and records. Dust covering everything.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. It was
That's
just,
sad.
It was sad. Because I'm a huge Elvis fan.
Graceland's all right. I gotta think about that. There's gotta be something I got there. And I thought, ugh, what is this? I'll think about it. I can't think about it right now.
All right.
But I love
You know what mine was? It was trying to go next door to get a coffee.
And they're not open until
8 o'clock.
I
couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I won't go there. That's not nice. But
no.
But it seems strange to me that you drink coffee. You know, coffee was invented for the morning hours.
Right.
And you know, whatever. Okay. I hear the music.
But I travel. But
Cut
I,
her
I
just, off!
But I want to say, when I travel, I always, and my kids kind of bugged them a little bit, I always would see the sign. I would tour anything and everything. I love.
Just to see what's the deal.
Always. And I just, there's some very cool stuff around, but the worst, I don't know, John, I always really appreciate what people do.
You know what mine would be? Old Tucson.
Oh.
But it used to be movie sets.
Cowboys saloons and going down the wooden block.
I love
that stuff.
We'll get under a quick break. Back after this.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
This report sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Milwaukee will get $75 million from Washington to pay for security needs during the Republican National Convention in July. Congress approved the latest round of grants last week. Wisconsin lawmakers pushed for the extra money for almost a year. Convention cities in recent years only got $50 million for security. The U.S. House votes this week on forcing TikTok's Chinese owners to sell the popular social media platform. Wisconsin Congressman Mike Gallagher is leading the push.
Imagine what they could do with the app in terms of election year misinformation, in terms of misinformation about a war. That proves the point that we can't put this app in the hands of our foremost adversary, the Chinese Communist Party.
More than 170 million Americans use TikTok. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Green Bay elementary school receives $5,000 from a local retailer. Burlington Stores presented the check to Eisenhower Elementary School in front of its new location at the Green Bay East Town Mall Friday. Funds will be used towards school supplies to help ensure students have the learning materials and tools they need to succeed. The Four Phantoms in concert makes its only Wisconsin appearance in Oshkosh this month, during which they'll be filming a television special that will air on PBS stations across the country. Joe Furlow, director of the Grand, says this is huge for Oshkosh.
Talk about economic development, right? There's 30 people just from the Phantoms and the television crew who are staying for a week in hotels, eating the food and doing this stuff.
Tickets are available for performances on March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd at thegrandoshkosh.org. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS WGBW News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
The Brewers drop one to the Rockies.
Hi,
I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Rockies 3-1. The good news is Brewers right-hander Jacob Junis pitched four scoreless innings. No hits, no runs, not even a walk. Bad news is closer Devin Williams to have his sore back checked out in L.A. on Wednesday. Over the weekend, Brewers first baseman Rhys Hoskins crushed a grand slam in a win over the Oakland A's. The crew face the Cubs tomorrow. NFL free agency getting underway. Packers to release linebacker Devondre Campbell in a move that could save them over $10 million in salary cap money. NBA, the Bucks wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Sacramento against the Kings after beating the Clippers 124-117. Damian Lillard combining with Giannis for 69 points and gave credit to their coach.
You know, I think Doc has done a great job of talking about our spacing after they give us that attention. So the playmaking is also, I guess, product of us doing that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Sunny this morning, becoming partly cloudy by a little later this afternoon. Our high today, 61, with wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, 38. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy but mild, 68 for a high. On Wednesday, partly cloudy with a high of 57. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Matt Nair on air.
Hovde, Eric Hovde now. He will be running against Tammy Baldwin.
He's not a Wisconsinite. He threw his hat in the ring from California. This is Tim Michaels all over again. Businessman who walks in and goes, well, I can take care of this. And Wisconsin says, no. Good to know you. Here's some Kringle. Go back home.
Is that how we politely blow people off now, is to take a Kringle and go away?
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app.
download it today.
Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, Don Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much.
Thinking about
what we're going to talk about.
Kathy, 34 here in the morning. Kathy Clark is joining us. It's a beautiful 30 degrees out there right now in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 30 in Oshkosh. How high is it going to get, Todd?
60. Right? Tomorrow's, I'm not Todd.
Tomorrow's 70.
Sorry, Todd.
70 tomorrow.
Yeah, is that incredible? 60, 62 today.
Right.
Yeah.
Gosh, beautiful. This has been one heck of a winter, huh?
Crazy, huh?
Or non-winter.
Yeah. Did you guys get much for winter in southern Minnesota?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you did, too,
oh,
huh?
Yeah.
Because northern Minnesota was ridiculous.
Well, it was just part of the deal. Yeah. I mean, I remember making forts that we could crawl into almost every winter as kids.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
still
how
love
high
that.
The snow was, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, we were shorter then, and they say that that's perception is a little bit,
well,
but there was
true.
More snow.
They were probably only 3 feet high. Right? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They were like 12 feet high every winter.
That was the most fun thing in the
that
world,
was
though.
Totally.
Yeah. That's just like when you're a kid, you always want to go back to your childhood home, and you go into it, and you're like, it's so small.
Right. Right.
That's what everybody says.
That hill was, I thought that hill was bigger.
You're
That you slid down. Hey,
mine burned down.
Your hill?
My boyhood home.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be sad.
Yeah, like about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
It kind of hurts.
But you're right about...
I think somebody might have been cooking meth or something.
Oh, of course.
Who knows?
We had a little brothers get together. I have four brothers, and we grew up in Two Rivers, and we went to the house where we grew up, and we had two houses. We didn't, not at the same time, John.
I was going to say, wow, boys slept in one, girls in the other. Good Catholic family.
John didn't say it was spoiled and I wasn't.
Oh, my God.
But anyway,
he was so spoiled.
It was
He had a Shetland pony. He had a dirt bike. He had a pool table.
What?
Had a
in the olden days?
Two fireplaces in his house.
Yeah. Okay, John, we're not talking about that. No, we didn't have a pool.
You had a pool.
We were members of the swim club. Two Rivers Swim Club is a private club. But anyway, that we weren't spoiled.
It was a private club.
Well, it was. You had to pay dues. You could go.
But we could afford it.
No, yes. I don't know if we could, but I think it just got us out of the house.
Father, should we join the club?
What was my point? Oh, this is my point. We went and looked at our house, and you're right about that. It was like, wow, I thought this.
How did we live in there?
I thought our bedroom was bigger than that. But, you know, but I had that happen to my house. I was telling these guys that a guy came. My house was, a little over 100 years old, and this guy who grew up when he was a little boy stopped in and toured the house. And I always felt really, you really want the house to be kept up, right?
Yep.
I mean, now, John, why'd you burn yours down?
I
missed part of that.
It's weird that I thought maybe the same thing, that he somehow had something to do with it.
John, I got a nice text here for our buddy Mike Pritzel. Some absolutely fantastic memories hearing Kathy when I was with the mascot, when I was the mascot, much as with you, John. Yeah, Mike was the...
He was a great mascot.
Do they
still
have the mascot?
Yeah, they do.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Flash?
He was one of the best ones.
What's that?
Flash? Is it GB?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flash. I don't know his name. Is that it, Flash?
I don't know,
it? John, he came down to where we were sitting. Well, you must have not been there.
He looked like a bird.
No, I wasn't there. I didn't see that.
He came down the steps. He came down the steps where we were
sitting.
Wings. You must have gone to get another beer. But he walked down the steps and just fist bump.
I wasn't there.
Okay, because I was
wing bump.
I literally probably was going to get another beer or liquor, one of the two.
Right. But anyway.
They go hand in hand.
But yes, they do.
But Flash works the crowd. Oh, no, he's still very popular. She, I don't even know who's in there. But
Mike was a great mascot,
though. $6 for a beer.
Yeah. I know.
But hey,
you got to think about it while you're drinking it, but it doesn't stop you, does it?
No, it doesn't.
John and I, when we go out, we wouldn't be critical, but we would take notes of things. And we went to one event, and the prices were like airport pricing. I mean, it's like
$11 for a glass of wine.
I know. And it's like in a plastic cup, and it's like much.
Well, she said, is plastic okay? I'm like, no.
Not for $11.
No. So I had to wait. And
give me the bottle.
She went, she grabbed some. I just want to say, so I was at the Widener Friday. I don't want to complain, but I think I'm going to just take 1 minute. No, though this you talk.
Should do a shot on that too. I don't want to complain.
But
far be it from me to complain.
Yeah, I don't want to complain, but.
So we went and saw My Fair Lady, right, which has been around forever, and I've seen it before. It was great. But do you like? I love theater, right? I mean, we go to and took the kids to a lot of that. They got rid of the playbill, the booklet that they give you when you walk in, and everybody gets
it for
free.
What are you supposed to do while you're waiting,
they
then?
They give you you take your phone.
Oh, you go to the,
And, no, get this, John. So you go there, and they have that, like, Rorschach ink block thing.
Yep, and you just scan it.
It's called a QR code.
Okay, QR code. Yeah, that's, and I'm going.
It's an ink blot.
And they, And I'm going back, and there's people behind me, and I'm trying, and like, this isn't working. So the guy gives me a paddle with the same, like an auction paddle, and you have to hold that up to get it to, like, register with your phone. And then you get in there, and everybody's on their phone, right? And the font is so small, right? It's not like...
Hey, I see all of us have glasses here that just, we throw on when we have to read something.
Absolutely. And I'm like, why is this scenario? Well, because it's cheap. I mean, how much do those books cost? 50 cents, maybe? I mean, come on. I just... That... You go to see something like My Fair Lady, old traditional music, costumes.
You kind of want an old traditional thing to hold on.
And I feel bad a little bit for the actors and actresses because, you know.
Well, they always tell you to put your phones away when you go to the theater as well. Yeah. So you can't look at it at all during the...
There's probably 2,000 people there. But the other thing about getting rid of the Playbill, when you go for autographs, that's what they sign.
Yeah.
You know, and if kids are going to.
Kind of a collector type thing.
Right, no doubt. Like that's what, for Hamilton, they came out after and they signed. Yeah. And now it's just your phone. And I'm telling you, everybody was on their phone because you want to read about, you know, a lot of those people were in like Fiddler on the Roof and you want to kind of, some of them you recognize from TV a little bit, but the pictures are so small, you know? And it, anyway, that was my,
I get it. I hear you.
I'm totally with you.
I don't know, we're probably showing
our age, but.
But it's fun reading their biographies and everything where they
just see them. And then, you know, people, you know, sometimes they get a little bit long. Like, My Fair Lady is a little bit long. So then people, they start bringing out their phones. How many songs are left? You know, whereas with the Playbill, you just
open it up. Right.
And see,
And then the light comes on from your phone as soon as you're...
Right, absolutely. Totally.
So then you take the risk of something buzzing or ringing or...
Well,
then,
Donna said, you know, I said, what do we pay for these tickets? And I don't know what we paid for them, but to raise them another dollar, I would have totally paid another dollar for those tickets versus...
To have a Playbill.
Right.
Cover the cost.
Yes. Anyway, but I love the play. It was great. I love the Widener Center. The acoustics are good. So, Todd, I didn't even tell you this. I got to tell Dennis this, too. You know, my seats are in that.
Oh, yeah. This is funny.
I took a picture for Johnny. John and I get teased once in a while.
We're at an event last week, and a guy comes up to me and goes, hey,
you guys want to
guys autograph this picture I have of you guys? And we're like, you have a picture of us? And he shows us on his phone. It's the two guys from the Muppet that sit up in the balcony.
In the salt and pepper shaker of seats or whatever.
Yeah. So that's where
his place at the Widener is exactly
it is
there. It's the balcony thing.
It's the box.
Exactly there.
It's the box.
With the four in the front and a couple here. And you're in the little side. Yeah.
The side box. Six.
Yep. It's like where Lincoln got shot.
I was just going to say, remember. Same type of thing. Remember what happened to that politician?
He was in the
John Wilkes Booth seat.
Right, absolutely. Got my name on the back. But when I was sitting there, I never really realized that because they were giving me, after we talked about that last Friday, and I thought, oh, this is funny. So I took a picture of just the railing. But yeah, it's the side box on the right-hand side.
By the way, you know, I've been watching that like 30 days of Oscars, Turner Classic Movies.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know what was a bad movie when in retrospect when you see it?
What?
The Music Man.
Oh, my brother was in that in high school.
Was it really?
I was in that.
Wasn't that at the Capitol Theater in River City?
Yes.
That's a capital T that rhymes with whatever. Yeah. Right here in River City, my friend.
I was.
Do you know the main character? Not the guy, the woman. It was she played the mom in the Partridge Family.
Oh, no, sure.
That makes sense. Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones.
Yeah. But that's a bad movie. Did you watch it? Back in the day,
I remember watching the movie.
The play was a huge. I mean, everybody knows the music to that.
Pick a little, talk a little.
Pick a little more.
Yeah, it's just
really.
I thought it'd be better. Yeah, for being music or movie of the year, you'd think it'd be.
Which one?
Music Man.
Oh,
the Music Man.
Yeah.
Year was that though? Think of what the year was. It might have had 50s? Something to do with the time, with what was going on in the world sometimes, you know, like Oppenheimer.
62.
Okay. Well, it was also Iowa.
River City. I lived in Mason City.
Did you?
Did you really?
Yeah. I worked in radio there.
Wow.
For 2.5 years.
In the barbershop quartet, that's what I was in. At the Capitol Theater,
useless
by the way.
Useless trivia.
Here he goes.
It was, no, there was like people to pay tickets, big time money. I think they came to see me. But, it was, that was a great show. And, you know, Ice Cream. You know the songs in there? Okay.
Yep.
That's what I did. John doesn't care.
I can't. You cannot insult a musical to him because he was in it. Somewhere along the line.
He was in one of them.
He was in it, or his dad was in it, or his uncle was in it.
Well, right, because there's all the music people. And I mean, what? You got to defend that.
And we went to a lot of those things.
Yep.
I love sports too, but John, like, really knows sports. And
you know theater.
Yeah, I don't know that I know theater.
But you appreciate it.
I don't know theater as much as he knows sports.
You appreciate it.
I know more about sports than he does about. Well, I don't want to say that, John, because I love working with you. But
no, what? More than I know about what? No, politics?
No. So you know more. Let's see. What was I going to say?
He's dancing around this.
No, I'm not. Yes, I'm really not.
Yes, how am I going to word this?
Yeah. Yep.
I know more about theater than you. I was going to say.
No, what you were going to say was you know more about sports than he does about theater.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. There you go.
I know more about sports than you do about theater?
No. He knows more about sports.
You know more about theater? No. You know more about sports than I know of theater.
That's what Todd
just said. Got it. Thank you, Todd.
But, John, weren't you a theater major?
He was. Yeah. He got the Nugati Oscar out of Plaster of Paris.
Mesabi State Junior College.
8 people in the school.
Wow.
John had the lead role.
Unbelievable. I did.
I know you did, John. We've talked about that for 6 months.
I'll admit that.
What was the other one? Of Mice and Men.
Yeah.
And Huck Finn.
Were you were Huck Finn?
No, I was Jim the Runaway Slave.
Well, good for you. That's cool.
Great. That's awesome.
I will admit, I always wanted to be in theater.
Really?
But in a small town, you had to either be in one or the other. You couldn't be in sports and theater because of the timing.
Yeah.
But my brother was in theater. And so to this day, I always think, he really made the better decision to be in theater. I mean, sports, where was I going to? I had fun
skill.
And... Yeah, it is a life skill.
Yeah, and
although I feel like radio is a theater of sorts. You know, if you can paint a picture on the radio like sports people have to do when they do play-by-play and color.
Yeah.
You know, in the olden days, especially the olden days.
Anybody going into TV or even radio, though, theater is awesome for them.
Yep.
Just for that confidence.
Good background.
It just gives you that confidence.
You got to get up. I
admire people that can get up on a stage. And
we've got Officer Craig sitting right outside our window.
Uh-oh.
Todd?
They're here for you.
Todd, they put the boot on your car.
Uh-oh.
Three tickets.
Money in the meter.
And you get the boot.
Absolutely.
By the way, yes, I would encourage the youth. It's too bad that you have to pick a lane now, that it's sports.
You kind of do.
But Southwest, and I don't know all the schools here, Southwest really allows people to do both. They got a lot of athletes in their theater program.
Yep.
And I think that's very, very cool because you can do both. I just think you've got to, it's a lot of work, right? And
right.
You still got to get your grades. So anyway.
But you know one thing? I do think that so many times, and even like this, like I was telling them, I was at this rehearsal for this young band that's being put together, that Dennis from the Glam Band has helped
put
it. And we're there yesterday. And it's like, for these young kids, and it was just in a garage, a big, heated garage, but just a bunch of people standing there. And it's like, I don't think when I was 14 or 15, I could have performed the way these kids in front of all these adults sitting there drinking Bush Light tape. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
And it's like, this is cool.
It's a lot of
this
credit.
This will help them in literally everything they do for the rest of their life.
Oh, absolutely.
And you can do that. I mean, the libraries usually have programs for kids to get up and do some acting. And I remember my daughter, youngest one, and she didn't do a great job. And she came and I really did a bad job. I'm like, Laura, half the people in the audience won't go up there. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
That's what
you
they
put yourself
learn.
Out there.
Exactly.
That's the main
exactly
thing.
Yeah.
Because
and
all through
confidence.
Life, if you don't put yourself out there, how are you ever going to make change or have people know how you really feel or anything?
Yeah. Totally believe that. You got to get out of that comfort zone.
I think
zone.
That's great. You know, what is your nephew? 13, 14?
Yeah.
That's a great age to get up. They're going to perform in front of 1,000 people, which is, that's going to be.
Yeah.
You got to talk to them before that. That's going to be incredible.
Yeah.
That's like really, really cool. So,
but you know, another thing though too with kids like that, sometimes
ignorance is bliss.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That is true. That's exactly
what you don't know.
That's exactly right. That's 100%.
That is true.
Correct. Because once you're a little bit older, then it's too late.
They're looking at me. Is my fly down?
Right.
I got a zit on my cheek.
What's that saying that you had about? Guys people would rather be the guy in the casket than the guy giving the eulogy or something like that.
Yeah.
The only thing worse than death is public speaking.
Yeah, and that is true. Some people just get, and they're good speakers, but here's your music man.
Yeah. Right here in River City, my friend.
Isn't Todd amazing?
He is.
Unbelievable. All right, let's take a quick break.
We got trouble, my friends. A capital T that rhymes with P. It stands for pool.
It's just so cool.
Can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth. The first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon, then beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town Jasper, hearing him tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set.
Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor and Kathy Larkin joining us today. This is great having you on, Kath.
Thanks. You have great music on this show, too.
That's Todd.
I love your lead-in tunes and your exit tunes, whatever they're called.
So, Kathy, you have had a successful career in media, and there are kids who we're talking about theater, and some people do theater because they enjoy it. Other people, it's a stepping stone to get into media, and people like, you know, right, was it Andy Warhol? Everyone's their 15 seconds or 15 minutes of fame, whatever that is. But what'd you do right? You did a lot of stuff, right? You're successful, but like, what advice do you have? Because I have my students, I just want to say, they better be listening. It's the last class tonight. They listen to this show and they find, some of them find it very interesting. And I think what they find interesting is, you know, these kids are 22. Advice for our young listeners, for media?
I think the biggest thing is be yourself.
Yeah.
One of the things I think, you know, TV and like a radio business, and now it's almost more like podcasting and all the stuff that's out there that people can do is so much larger and bigger than when we got into the business. You know, it was one or the other. You're on TV or you're on radio. Now you can take the two together and you don't even have to work commercially. You can start your own business, basically.
Well, take that one step further, Kath. I mean, there were, you're right. There were three entities. There was radio, there was TV, and there was newspaper.
Newspaper,
and
right.
And at least it's in regards to the sports thing. Newspaper people all then went into TV and radio, right. You know, because
newspapers
are
phased
dead.
Out,
right?
Although they're trying to bring it back locally, which I think is great. But I think the biggest thing for me, I didn't go to a radio school. I had no formal training, but I think I, you know, was myself as much as I could be, and listen and learn from people around you. Pay attention to people. I think when you're working in radio or any really job, your biggest thing is to be able to communicate. I think communication is still the most important thing that you can have in life to be successful, is to know how to communicate with other people. And that means listening to them and hearing them.
No, but I'm just going to say this. But
And validating them.
Yes, but you don't have to. I mean, we can talk. There are people that are so entertaining on the radio. And glib and whatever, and you get them out of that studio?
And they're not.
Right. So, So, you know.
Because I feel they're acting.
Yes, I was going to say, sometimes there's the old fake it till you make it.
If you like theater, sometimes it's a business to get into because you can act.
You don't have.
Especially on TV.
Yes.
Because on TV, you are reading lines and you are acting a part. You can't really be yourself all the time.
But you can do this business or do whatever and not be this, you know, life of the party kind of person.
Right.
Sure, you can do it when you're on the air. But, I mean, off the air, you could be as quiet as anybody. So, so a lot of people
think
I don't have the personality. People would be surprised if they get the shot.
You don't have to be the most gregarious person in the room or the biggest talker or any of that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I was that person. You know, like my mom said, well, at least you got paid to talk finally.
Yeah.
After getting all those bad marks on your report cards. Kathy doesn't know when to be quiet.
Yeah, but that's.
But I think it's just knowing how to get along with people and listen to people and validate other people. Gets you a long ways in life. Yep. I really think for me, because I didn't have a college education until I was, you know, in my 40s and 50s.
Really?
I didn't do, I just got by in life on, you know, street smarts, which to me is, again, paying attention to people, learning from other people, from other people's mistakes, watching human nature and embracing it. And, you know, being able to make fun of yourself and not take yourself too seriously.
That's key.
Because I, you know, I would have been crushed years ago if I would have just taken myself too seriously.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I could have been like, oh, I'm a loser. I'm never going to get anything done. I'm not ever going to accomplish my dreams. But, you know, maybe I was just too ignorant to even think that way. Yeah. I don't know. But I think it's just a combination of factors. Like you said, you don't have to be the smartest person in the room, the most glib person in the room, the most gregarious, the most extroverted person. You can be I'm an introvert and an extrovert. I'm 50-50 on the scale.
Yeah, I could see that. But you know what? A lot of people that are really big, like even when I read about the guys for WLS, which was like this huge thing when I was growing up and everything.
The biggest station.
Yeah. And they said those guys outside the booth, you'd be shocked that there would be the same person that you hear on the air. Shocked.
I think for me, though, because I kind of like that, too. But for me, it was an opportunity to be who I wanted to be.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good point.
It's a little bit of acting.
It is, but not totally. It is you, but I was so shy that I never spoke normally. But I got on the microphone, and boy, I could do it. Right?
Perfect example of what I was getting at. Perfect example.
Yep.
I do think, and something that they teach at TC, and they teach it really in medical school, too, but you've got to work as a team.
And these
solo people, which, you know, when we were in high school and college, the smartest kid became the doctor, right? Pretty much hands. I mean, we have projects at the college, and a lot of people come up to me and say, you know,
I don't want to work with them.
When they call me professor, I always look around to see who they're talking to. Professor, can I just do this by myself? And there's a lot of work to the project. I mean, it's different elements of a business.
I ran into that in college.
But I'm like, look, no, man, you can't do that.
You have to learn to work with all kinds of people. Make it work.
And even in medical school, it's so many doctors work as teams now because nobody's like that smart to take care of everything. And I think that's just a quality that I think parents, that theater brings that about, sports brings that about where you are relying on other people. Yep. You're sharing
to
all
have
you
your
can.
Back.
They got your back. And anyway, I think that's just good advice no matter what industry you go into.
I agree.
And you obviously get along with a lot of people, and I think that's really one of the reasons. I mean, you're talented, but that's one of the reasons you're so successful.
Well, gee, thank you. God, my head's just like, I don't know what to do. Why don't I come on this show more often?
You should.
I need this.
This is fun. Absolutely. Well, you can come on anytime
you
want.
You two are enjoyable. I like having adult conversations with, you know, pseudo-adults.
I just got to go back to one more thing, though.
Pseudo.
You used to be really big. Weren't those fun days, the Green Bay days in the mid-90s?
Oh.
I mean, you know, I didn't even realize until the other night when I was out there that the court is named after Carol.
Yeah, well, that's Carol Bush, the court's name after.
Oh, I think it was Carol Hammerly.
Nope, but another thing, Carol Hammerly, they do have something for her, but the actual court, Carol's court, is for Carol Bush.
Yep. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah. That's okay.
Am I wrong?
Okay. It's no problem.
But she was great.
But Carol Hammerly really got that program
absolutely
going.
No question about it.
And, you know, then they had Coach Bolant who came in and actually took him to the Sweet 16 at one point.
Yep.
And then Borseth came back.
Yep.
And it's just been so successful for so long.
Yeah.
But you know, I think people take it for granted a little
bit. I was going to say that. And you'd have to travel to other schools. Like Youngstown, that one girl the other night, 6'5", and she'd played at Tennessee. She was one of the top recruits in the nation a few years back. You'd have to go to those other cities to see how good their high school basketball is in those areas. Like in the Detroits, the Clevelands, all those places. Yeah.
It's come a long way.
And I'll tell you what, for the kids they get in here or have in the past, it's pretty amazing. Yes.
Yep.
But what a great, fun era that was.
Oh, it was.
Were Norgard, Gresham, those guys.
Yep.
That was so much fun. The ladies were great, so fun times. Kathy Larkin, thank you so much for being here. You're awesome.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciated it.
You're coming back.
Great conversations. Yeah. Thank
you. Thanks. All right. We got to go. Back in tomorrow morning. Mine and the Mayor.
See ya.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM, WISS.
Hey everybody, Todd Allball here, noon to 2 on Monday. We'll help you recover from daylight saving time and take a look back at the happenings from the weekend right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are
You ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.